to be describing the unique setting of a migrant community for you. I tried to, when I went there, understand the barriers of the migrant community and describe to you how some of the providers in this community overcame these barriers. Welcome to California. I put this slide in because I didn't know how many people would be here that have never been to California, and I think that Hollywood is what most of you think of when you think of California. But the Golden State is large. We're the third largest state in landmass next to Texas and Alaska. We have oceans and forests, and it's a really beautiful state. But in the middle of the state, we don't have any oceans and we don't have any forests, but we have a lot of farmland and a lot of agriculture. We produce about a third of the produce that comes to your tables every day in the valley. The San Joaquin Valley is made up of 12 counties, and 8 of those counties make up a section of the valley that's called the San Joaquin Valley, and that's where we're going to talk about today. And to see if I could find my pointer. This little county right here is Kings County, and that's where Avenal is. It's a little bit of a better picture. There's Kings right there. Kings County has about 166,000 population. The total population for California is about 37 million. The residents of the valley overall are 39.8% Latino and 40% white. Kings County has got 99 people per square mile. And they have a little higher Latino rate. They're at 43.6%. The per capita income there is not quite 19,000. And about 30% of the adults do not have a high school diploma. Avenal is a small town that's in Kings County. It's very isolated. It's takes a 45-minute car ride to the next nearest city. And it has a very high percentage of Latinos, 65.8%. This number is a little deceiving, though. The population in Avenal, according to the census, is 16,000. But residing in Avenal is a state prison. And 8,000 of those 16,000 are incarcerated people. So really, there's about 8,000 residents in Avenal. Almost 60% of the population does not speak English in their home. And almost 30% of the population lives at or below the poverty level. This picture is a great picture of the cotton fields. That's one of the main summer crops in Avenal. The name Avenal means oasis in the sun. And so this is just a picture as you drive into town. And this is a home in the oasis of the sun. Pretty typical. The residents there have poor health access. They have high rates of poverty. They have low levels of education. And almost half the children in town live with either are immigrants themselves or live with at least one parent who's an immigrant. I found out that almost 70% of the farm workers lack any form of health insurance at all. And only 7% of the children in that community are covered by any of the low-income programs that California has to cover children. Avenal is very rich in their clinics, though. There are quite a few for such a small community. This is a picture of the local health department sign. The local health department goes to Avenel one day a month. This is a community health center. You can see it's right next to the Amigo Market. This is the FQHC in town. And it's another CHC. And this is the only private providers in town. I decided to make this study because I was about a year ago in Avenel and I was doing school assessments. And I was talking to the school nurse and she told me how concerned she was about the immunization rates of her students. And she also told me that at least a fifth of the students in Avenel do not attend school full time because they rotate with the crops. So I decided to visit each of the offices, and I did, in California, a VFC visit and used our VFC QAR tool, quality assurance review tool, and we looked at their charting, documentation, staff knowledge and training, strategies to improve vaccination coverage, availability of services, patient assessments, effective communications, proper administration of vaccines, storage and handling, and whether or not they use the immunization registry. I also did a COCASA at each of the sites, and I should tell you that for the local health department and for one of the CHCs, they were on the registry and I was able to pull the COCASAs that way, but the rest of the offices were not, and so they were manually done. What I found was a lot of similarities between the offices. Five of the six reported that none of the staff had received any education on immunizations in the last 2 years or more. Four of the offices had had a storage and handling issue within the last 2 years. Four of the offices were not reviewing immunization status at sick visits, and four of the offices had no recall reminder systems in place at all. So I decided that I would do an immunization update because they had so many similarities and we could kill all the birds with one stone. So in my office, I called the local health department and we decided that we would collaborate. They let me use their office, and we put on one of our update specials. In California, we have a nurse that goes around the state and does visits to our larger areas, but these people in Avenel weren't gonna travel. It would be an hour and a half to the nearest site, so we decided to take this to them. I borrowed the nurse's slides and did it myself with a collaboration of the local health department and our local registry. So what did I learn when I did the training? I learned a lot. I learned that 12 of the medical assistants came. They were from all the local offices. 11 of the MAs that worked in Avenel, lived in Avenel, grew up in Avenel, and went to high school in Avenel. Seven of them spoke Spanish as their first language. And 10 of the 12 attended MA training schools. Unfortunately, only 11 out of the 12 reported learning something new. But that was okay. It was a great time. Really interesting to me was that three of the MAs there had never heard about the immunization registry. And so I felt really happy to be able to bring that information to them. This is just the slide shows a picture of our coverage rates in California as the 2007 retrospective survey. You can see the Central Valley is at 73.1% with a confidence of 8.5%. In Avenel, when I averaged the COCASA results, they came out at 66%, which is within that competency rate. So I felt pretty comfortable with the results that I got. So what did we find? What were the barriers to care? The barriers included inability to afford health care, insurance problems, lack of transportation, and communication problems. But I did find a lot of things that were being done right. All of the safety net providers belonged to the VFC program. They all had local staff working for them and could help the families find community resources. So what did I learn doing this study? I learned that the rates varied by provider. We had one provider at 94% and one at 47%, so there was a big difference. In California, the registry is called CARE, and it was somewhat helpful in identifying all these children, but because not everybody was on it, we have some work to do in that arena to get everybody on. And I learned that bringing education to the community was really the best thing that could happen to Avenel. It was affordable, practical, and an effective means to bring immunization awareness to the community. Thank you.
We have time for a few comments, a few questions if you have any for the next presentation.
Morning. What's up? Thanks for a great presentation. I just had a question. You'd mentioned that there were issues around maybe knowledge in the provider's office. Did you find that in addition to that, I'm guessing there were still reasons why kids weren't coming back in for shots, and were you able to look at what some of those were and come up with some recommendations to help get kids back in if that's what the reason why they weren't coming in?
One of the big reasons was lack of transportation. This community is really isolated, and the parents work hard and they work in the fields all day long. And so evening hours is important. It was one of the recommendations, was to have some non-traditional hours. And also one of the FQHC is also now considering providing transportation.